Hello there, and welcome to Poor Quality, a show where some friends talk about beer, life, and all that goofy stuff that gets in between the two. Each week, the hosts may be different, but do not worry. They are all guaranteed poor quality material. Join us and listen in as the Brew Crew, that's us, talks about what ales, get it, like A-I-L-S and A-L-E-S? It's a beer joke. Their lives. Let's see what we're drinking.
Tell me that we're all recording.
We're all yes.
Here. I think so.
Oh, wait. It's supposed to be red. 1 second. Just kidding. We're good.
I'm trying, I swear.
Red and lively.
All right.
Well, it's not funny.
Welcome to, I guess, episode 5 of Poor Quality. This is host for this week, Cullen. Yeah, I'll start us off with what we're drinking. I'm drinking a New Belgium Accumulation. It's their seasonal beer. It's a white India pale ale. And this week I asked the boys if they would describe their beers as a band. And so I don't really like this beer too much. Not the best one I've ever had. Not the worst by any means. Some people probably would like it, but not everybody. So it's my beer's Nickelback. Not everybody's favorite, but pretty widely disliked by me.
Is it anybody's favorite?
Somebody's old stuff, maybe.
Far and above.
Chris,
I hate it.
Chris, is it your favorite?
Oh yes, I love.
Does the top of your beer look like?
Well,
ramen
there you
noodles?
Go. It's confirmed. Chris is the Nickelback lover of the group.
Chris is the Nickelback.
In every group, there's
well,
one.
Maybe not the
number
only one.
No,
Zach, you wouldn't.
Zach,
guys, I have something to tell you.
No.
Oh, no. He's coming out of the Nickelback closet.
That's the worst closet.
It's on in his headphones right
it's
now.
Coming out of the change purse.
Oh.
Because you're getting your nickel back?
Oh. Yeah, that was the joke.
And there it goes.
Much funnier now that you've explained it.
Chris, what are you drinking?
Hmm?
What are you drinking, Chris?
Every time.
Oh, who, me? I'm just here.
I couldn't really hear what he said. I'm sorry. I have a Dogfish Head Festina Peche. It's a peach beer ale brewed with peach juice. And
is
I don't
it
know,
good?
It's interesting. Peachy. It's a little bitter, but it's pretty good.
That was actually the beer that Zach and I bought in Nashville when we were there last, so that's kind
what did
fun.
You think?
I liked it a lot.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorites.
Yeah, so far so good. I would say, just because of the name and the fact that there's peaches, it reminded me of the presidents of the United States of America, because they've got mm-hmm. that one-hit wonder song, Peaches.
That's maybe the most obscure thing I've ever heard.
Huh?
I could have sworn you were going to say a younger U2.
Oh, no.
We can't.
Keep that joke running.
Well, thank you, Baby Bono.
Oh, there he is.
Go.
Never to be forgotten.
Please to be forgotten.
I'm going to go next.
Oh, good. Yeah. Good. Just strip that one from Chris. Just pull that fumble up.
Did you guys say your names and stuff, too? I know it's episode 5, but did we say names?
I did.
I don't think it matters at this point.
Okay, fine. That's okay.
I'm Zach, and I'm drinking Northern Hawk Owl. It's from a brewery in Michigan called Right Brain, and it is an amber ale. It's very, like, malt forward, so it's, like, roasty and toasty and, like, nice and smooth and stuff. So I think that it is... like, oh, I had the perfect artist picked out. Oh, it's kind of obscure, but there's a band called Lawrence. And they've got a very, like, jazzy, kind of smooth, soulful sound. So that's my band. Sorry, it's obscure.
I'm into it.
I like it.
I can dig it.
Yeah,
I'll check it out. I like it too.
Mike. Yeah. They're good.
Mike, approval all around. Oh, good day. My name is Michael. I am drinking another Yazu. I can't remember how many Yazus in a row I've drank, but this is a winter seasonal. It is a Scotch ale. It's a little spicy. It's a dark brew. For my band, it is a winter like ale. So it kind of reminds me of like taking a trip to the cabin, hitting up maybe a little campfire and just kind of watching the stars. So I'm going with Fleet Foxes.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's not where I thought that was going at all by the description of the beer.
Really? Well, I mean, it's my beer, so I'm going to take it the direction I want.
Feel free.
Also, where are we handing off to? Let's see. I'm thinking Matt needs to go next.
Yeah. I'm Matt, and today I'm incredibly sick, so I've poured myself a tall glass of cranberry apple juice watered down with gin.
Oh!
Just what every sick boy needs.
Yeah. He actually just waters down his cranberry juice, so I thought it was just going to end there. So I was like, oh, yep. Matt's
I watered down my gin with cranberry juice.
Just a little. It's just a little.
Know, watering it, because gin. Yeah.
What kind
with
of gin?
The cranberry juice. It's that terrible gin that I bought when you were here. That was like 50 cents. Oh. The bottle of. So like it's not a good feeling for it to be in my mouth or any of it through my body, but it's fun to say.
Yeah.
And that's why the choice for my band is
also Nickelback.
Also Nickelback. No. Thank you.
No.
Anyway, Trent, tell me.
Is that really where you're going to end it?
Where's your band?
What are you drinking? I said Nickelback.
I was trying to stall for you.
And that's as good as I think it's going to get.
I'm not convinced.
I've got this Acme California IPA, and it's like super duper duper hopped. And it's from California. It's a California IPA. It's got like a dry, tangy, nice pop to it. So I'd take it to some California nice, breezy, dry pop and give it a little Beach Boys throwdown.
Oh, okay.
Because it's supremely enjoyable. Like, it's not something I listen to all the time, but it's something that's like when I'm here and I'm like jamming along, getting my surf vibes
moving
on.
And grooving.
For those of you listening, Trent is dancing.
You listening? It's kind of a shimmy.
It's kind of a little back and forth. Kind of imagine, you know how chickens walk and they stick their neck out. It's kind of like that, but side to side.
Side to side.
Side to side. Is that what Ariana Grande was talking about in her song?
Most definitely.
Is that
not
a song she has?
Ariana Grande featuring the Beach Boys.
Side to side. Big me. Big big me.
And that's everyone.
That is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Okay. I think we covered.
All right, that's the end of the podcast. Good job, everybody. Let's wrap it up.
We've had a lot of fun.
No. We were all MIA last week. We were.
Can
all
you
gone.
Believe it? Sorry, fans.
Sorry.
It's like it was a holiday or something. No, but so we all were gone, and so we're past Thanksgiving now. But I mean. Tell us, Mike, how was your Thanksgiving?
I had a really, really nice Thanksgiving. I wasn't planning to go home to Wisco, but I talked to my mom early on last week, and I was like, I really want to make it home, see the family, see some friends, that sort of deal. So I got a last-minute plane ticket, which was worth it. It was a little pricey, but like that's how it goes. Flew out Wednesday. My flight was at 8. I woke up at 7. That was the most stressful hour of my life.
And let me say something. When Mike doesn't drive himself to the airport, and we live right next to the airport, so it's really easy for us to drop each other off. So we do that pretty much whenever we fly. The last time I took Mike to the airport, he wanted to be there like 7 hours early. He's like, let's leave at 4. I'm like, Mike, your plane leaves at noon.
That's almost right.
Why?
Like I don't know. I like
how
to
long do you think TSA is going
to
take?
The thing I hate the worst is stressing out in an airport. And like, I like to get through security and chill, maybe get a little cup of coffee and just relax a little bit. I don't know.
On those comfy chairs.
Yeah, I love the aesthetic.
Ooh,
of
those
Nashville,
airport chairs.
Of BNA. Yep, love it. But this time, I missed my alarm and I woke up at 7 o'clock and I was like, oh boy, I am just so screwed. I hustled. I left this place at 7:04, made it to the airport by 7:10, ran through security, and there was actually not much of a line. And I made it to the gate by 7:23, and the flight was delayed. So it was no problem. I had time to go get Burger King.
Easy peasy.
I think all of us here can say there would be no chance that would happen to us. If I wake up at 7 for 8 o'clock flight, nope. I miss that flight 100 times out of 100.
Yep.
Yeah.
See, I miss my flights even when I'm on time.
That's so true.
When I flew, it's got to be 2 weeks ago, I flew to see my fiance in Minnesota. And I got to the airport an hour early. And I have pre-check, but I didn't have it on these tickets because I ordered them through Orbitz. And apparently the pre-check, you need to add it individually. I don't know. I didn't have it for these flights. And I was standing in line an hour before boarding. And I missed my flight. Because there was this criminal they were transferring who got a little antsy, got a little restless, really wanted to just, you know, shake it out, shake loose. And apparently that's not cool with TSA. So guns, you know, out, and they're pushing this guy. And of course, when this is going on, nobody can go through security because that would be ridiculous. So I missed my first flight and I had to talk to one very nice lady at a kiosk. And one very not nice lady at a kiosk.
It's always the worst.
Yeah.
Airports are so stressful. But the nice thing was...
That's why I just drive everywhere.
Yeah. The nice thing was getting home and being able to be thankful for everything. but this one... Boys. Okay. Thanksgiving Day. I had a lovely dinner with Mama and brother and sis. I went and visited a family friend that I hadn't seen in just years. Had some really nice scotch. Really nice day. I went to visit my friend Zach's family, who has this Thanksgiving tradition where they all go to this Wisconsin bar called the Congress Club. And this is so silly. I got to the bar. First thing I do is I walk up to Zach and his family. Jim gives me a nice hello. That's Zach's father. He says, Mike, I'm going to take you to the bar. I'm going to grab you a drink. I was like, oh, thank you, sir. So he grabs me a nice point special, and I'm thrilled to be alive.
Oh, sure.
I take my first sip. Take my first sip, and I'm out of the corner of my ear. I hear...
sure, yeah. Yeah, certainly.
I hear, expletive, you! Just this enormous roar from the corner of the bar, and I perk up a little bit. Ooh, this ought to be good. And I see Zach's cousin Mike, arms stretched out, holding this big man by the shoulders, like he's just tugging on his shirt, close to his neck, and he's pushing on him. And he's like, "Oh, get out of the bar!" Just screaming, like these boys are going at it. Scott and Mike, another two buddies that were there, start tagging along. They just start pushing on him. He's like, "Get out, leave!" And this guy, he's fighting back, and he wails these two right hooks right on Mike's right cheek, and I'm like, "Oh God, bar fight."
So you turn around and punch the bartender, right?
Yeah.
And
I look at Jim, thanks for the beer, and I throw him over the bar. Boom, throw it at him. No, these three big human beings, this is Wisconsin, burly Wisconsin men, wearing their flannels, and they got big old dips in their lips, and they're just tugging over each other.
Wisconsin or Alabama?
Surprisingly, there's not a ton of difference between those people.
Yeah, they call Wisconsin the Alabama of the North.
Is that true?
Alabama of the North.
Okay.
Yes.
They're making their way to the door. Mike's just trying to tear them out of the bar, and they knock over some stools. These people are just like, oh, yeah, yeah, fight. It's like, oh, it's Thanksgiving Day.
Oh, sure, fight them. Oh, yeah.
Oh, go sure. Packers also.
Oh, go Packers. Hey, you like the Packers too?
Why are we fighting?
They get
to the door. Mike grabs him by the shirt and just hurls him over outside the door and slams him on the ground, puts his knee on his chest and says, I don't want to see you.
What's he
here.
Say? What does he say?
Ever. Okay. Yeah, I do. I don't want to see you or anyone like you ever again. And I was just from my little corner. Sipped. I finished about half my beer in that amount of time. It was so exciting. But not even, I mean, that's such a, I've never witnessed a bar fight, especially like that. But 5 minutes after walking into Congress Club on Thanksgiving night, and I see that nonsense, it's the funniest little bit of MMA fighting that I've ever seen. Yeah, it felt good.
America.
I have to imagine those family photos were fun the next day when it's like, I'm thankful for my two black eyes and the broken nose.
I'm thankful this shiner looks kind of good.
I'm so thankful that the turkey's as tender as my face.
Thanks, Mom. Also, do you have any ice packs for my eyeball?
Also, please.
I'm in some serious pain.
I'm experiencing a flare-up on my nose.
I don't think I've ever witnessed, like, a fight, much less a bar fight, before.
I don't know that I've ever experienced a fight, either. I've been a part of one in, like, elementary school, but that was hardly a fight.
More of just like a push, slap, slap, maybe.
Beat down with a marker sword.
Yeah, it was actually a lot more spinning. I think this kid was like, grabbed my backpack and like started spinning me around. And then I like grabbed his arm and we were just spinning. And then we went to the principal's office.
And then rain started pouring down and the Sound of Music started playing.
Yeah, something like that. You know, that scene in Sound of Music where those two kids are spinning and there's rain. Have you seen this movie? There was no rain.
I am 16. I'm going to throw up. Please put me down.
Please stop spinning.
Are you sure you weren't seeing Singing in the Rain?
That sounds much more.
No, Spinning in the Rain.
Spinning in the Rain. I'm spinning in the.
Spinning in
Oklahoma.
I love that movie.
Classic film.
I have a story I want to tell.
Okay.
It's really quick. And so I went to, for Thanksgiving the past 3 years, my family's gone to Disney World. And it's been grand. It's kind of sad because we broke the tradition because usually we have two families that are my family and another family that are really close or have been for a really long time. But it just got really way too stressful to do Thanksgiving all together. So we started going to Disney World because, you know, it's a great place for just the four of us to get together. Mom, Dad, Sis, and I. So we were at Disney World, and I'm turning into my dad more and more every day. And in that, I'm using the restroom a lot more. So there's lots of pee breaks, and we were at Hollywood Studios, and we were just in the bathroom, and my dad and I were just standing next to each other washing our hands, and we look up, and this girl walks in. She's on her phone, and she just walks in looking down at her phone. We're looking down at her fern.
At her fern.
She from Wisconsin, too?
She's down at her fern.
At Disney World.
She's looking down at her fern at Disney World. She's looking down at her phone, walking through the men's bathroom, and walks into a stall.
Oh my god.
And from there, I'm like, still washing my hands.
How old is she?
She's got to be, I mean, I have no idea at this point. I don't know how old anybody is. I think she probably was in college. But,
Okay.
So probably around 20. And was just, I mean, I looked over at the stall she was in, and she was just standing there and kind of moving around in the stall. And then I left the bathroom, and my mom and my sister were out there, and I was like, guys, we have to wait out here for a minute. Because I want to see this girl's face when she walks out of the men's restroom at Disney World.
Of all places.
It's full of dudes. It's full of dudes. Like, it wasn't just like my dad and I. It's full of dudes.
Wait. Can you confirm that it was the dude's bathroom and all the dudes just weren't wrong?
Yeah,
that's
true.
A good point. That's a good point.
Oh, Mike.
Were they urinals?
We were just peeing on the wall. It's all making more sense now. Dad, I need to call my dad. No, my dad like waited in there and was like,
wanted to spark a conversation with this girl.
Well, I mean, you know, that's what he does with everybody, but yeah. This was a particularly interesting case.
I would say. So, hey, why are you so dumb?
Hey, what you doing in there? I think he mostly just wanted to make sure she got out okay, you know?
Didn't fall in.
I feel like the Disney World bathroom may be a more dangerous place than we reckon.
Well, I know, there's no cameras.
Yeah,
and all those angry parents that are trying to get away from their kids just in the air conditioning bathroom, just for a minute,
just for a minute. Please, for a second.
Matt, you did us a disservice, though.
Should I have interviewed her?
No. You don't just go to. You just said I went to Disney World. Matt doesn't just go to Disney World. Matt does Disneypocalypse.
That's true. Yeah. We should talk about that.
Matt's age-old tradition.
It's a tale as old as time, one would say. It's the song that's old as rhyme.
Guys, I'm sorry, I'm gonna interrupt here for a quick sec.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay.
What happened when she came out of the bathroom?
Oh, yeah. Sure. So she walked out, same way walked in, on her phone, and just confidently sort of walked out. You know, I kind of thought she might have been playing Pokemon Go.
There's a gym in there.
And they said, God, I gotta get
out of my way.
I got, excuse me, sir.
It's where they keep all the Pokeballs.
That's where they keep all the good ones. In the men's.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I get it. I didn't get it.
Oh, hats off.
Oh,
my God.
I mean, I guess at that point, what else are you going to do? You're not going to walk out and be all embarrassed. Just walk out how you came in and just make it seem like you had no idea what was happening.
No, I was so impressed by how cool she played it.
I'd be panicking so hard.
No, I know. And that's the other thing. Like, I can't think of the word. I have a very specific fear of accidentally walking into the women's bathroom because I've done it so many times.
I did it like, at Cole's once.
Nice.
I did it at Belmont once.
Awkward.
Oh.
I did it at McDonald's once. All these stories.
Well, I'm really glad I'm not alone in this.
I don't think I've ever done that.
You know the grossest part of that story?
Okay, go for it.
She probably didn't wash her hands.
Mm.
Oh. Yeah. Classic girl.
What I was going to say is that when I was in China.
China?
Okay.
China.
Thank you.
Okay.
just wait that one out.
All right, good. No, I was, yeah.
We were at some sort of tourist attraction, and we were walking around, and I had to use the bathroom while I was out in a boat.
Mm-hmm.
So I started headed towards the men's room, and let's just say I had long, flowing blonde hair at the time, and one of the guards tried to tell me that I was headed towards the wrong bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, started walking towards me like, no, really, you don't want to go in there. And then, like, I turned around and I was like, And then he started, like, laughing and, like, backing away, like, nope, my boom, nope, okay, all right.
Whoops.
You know what didn't help your cause? You going,
Oh, me? Did it help me?
What'd you say? I do declare.
Oh,
I do declare.
I mean, I was wearing a dress, but that's just the style there.
The one time, well, not the one time, but I will never forget.
I tried to, not just once, man.
Oh, boy. I'm an experienced soul. But the one time I went into, okay, again, one time, whatever. I went into the women's bathroom at McDonald's when I was a young boy. I can't, mm-hmm. I think I was like 10, maybe 9. And I was like, It was a long car trip home, and we were on like a camping trip, and I was with that old family friend and my brother. I went into the snuck into the ladies' bathroom. I gotta pee, and I walk in. This old lady greets me, and she's like, "You're in the wrong bathroom, young boy." And I'm like, "Ah, ah, ah!" And I run out, and my family friend is laughing as hard as he can, like probably over trying to laugh. And I look and I at the whole slew of customers at this McDonald's, and they are all just staring, and I just break down and I run out, and I can't look at anyone the rest of my life. I'm
Mike,
ashamed.
You know what would have saved you this entire situation? If you had just married Chicken Nugget Girl,
because oh, you never need Mike, to go. You would have been
McDonald's.
Oh.
Embarrassment avoided.
You've been just fine, man.
You know, it's coming back to haunt me more times than I can really gather.
It'll haunt you forever.
Probably more times than you expected.
Yeah, a bad decision.
I guess time will tell.
Time has told. It was bad. Told.
Hey, yeah. It will continue. Yeah. We'll continue to tell. Time is an ever-telling tale.
Yeah, man.
Thanks, C.S. Lewis.
Has anybody else been...
I'm your new philosophy professor, Mike.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna kind of cut this goof off at the head here. I'm gonna cut it just like I was cutting it before. Cut it back in here. We're gonna talk more about Disneypocalypse.
Oh yeah,
because that's much more interesting than what we were just talking about.
So much more interesting.
I want to hear what each of your first experiences with Disneypocalypse was.
I think I was at Belmont,
because it was so fun to do, and I think it's the realization that's the best part of it. So I want to hear your stories.
I think my first time hearing about Disneypocalypse was like, I didn't know you that well, is when you were just kind of like Trent's roommate still, and I think I had just started following you on Instagram, and all of a sudden there's just, I don't remember when it was. It might have been... When do you usually go? Like, what's the time of year you usually go?
November.
Okay, so it was November. And all of a sudden, I just start seeing my Instagram feed flood with, at I'm Matt Byers, pictures of just him looking gloom and depressed at Disney. And I think at this point, I asked Trent, I was like, does he really hate Disney? Is this a thing? And he's like,
yeah,
no,
you
just,
did.
Just,
you totally did.
He goes, no, just forget about it. Just forget about it.
Forgot about that.
Because I didn't understand how you could go to like the happiest place in the world and hate it. I was like, this has to be a goof.
Trademark.
Trademark Matt Byers, Disneypocalypse. Mike, you want to go ahead and
Yeah, I may as well. I think the first time like you actually had a whole series of like negative posts about like being at Disney was while I was at Belmont. I think it was just your family trip like you do, and it was one picture of you like being like annoyed, sad, whatever, like Colin is saying, and I thought it was so funny, and then you did another one, and then you did another one, and I was like, keep them coming, let's go, let's run this train home. And it was hilarious. Oh my god, because that's just so it's so your humor, and it's just so funny.
Did that start sophomore year, Matt?
I think so. I think it did.
Okay, so here's what I'll say then, because it wasn't so like novel to me, because we had already like been doing that on Matt's like Instagram and Twitter, like for the unusually seasonally like warm days in Nashville.
Yeah,
and like Celia would just be like, "You're such a brat."
And yeah, so Celia. Like, Celia's an old friend of mine, and she would hate when we post it because she lived. Or still lives back in Wisconsin, and in like February when it would be 70 degrees here randomly one day, Trent and I and a couple of our other friends would take photos of us being like, "Oh, it's so sunny, why, you know, where's the snow?" You know, stuff like that. So that's probably where it really originated from.
Yeah,
were those photos.
It's especially funny to me because my girlfriend at the time just did not think it was funny. And I was just like, no, this is really funny.
I didn't get it was a joke at first. Yeah, the first couple of them that I saw, it was just like Matt like looking upset that he was at Disney World, and I was like, what kind of stuck up like college-aged white dude is pissed off that he's at Disney right now? Like, are you kidding me?
Okay, so that is the point of those photos.
Right.
For
But I feel like it's not funny unless you know that you're kidding.
Well,
before I hated you.
Well, no, but here's the thing. I think you eventually realize that I'm joking because I post them in such mass.
Yeah.
Like, there's so much.
It's like 6 or 7 a day.
Yeah, there's so much negativity with all of the landmarks.
Oh, it's that or when Tim and Cindy join in.
Oh, yeah.
You get your family involved, too.
Yeah.
That's pretty good, too.
Yeah, my sister was really on board this last time. So
she was.
Yeah, it was. It was a lot of fun. And I mean, the other thing is that the first year, probably, I got asked by almost everybody that, you know, I was in any sort of contact with, like, hey, like, what is, do you like Disney? Like, I'm just like, yeah, I know, I hate it. It's the worst place ever. And that's about the time they would really understand that, you know, I'm really grateful for the time I get to spend with my family and the time I get to spend at Disney World, because it's an amazing place, and I grew up going there with my family. And we were able to afford that because my grandma passed away, and she saved a lot of money for my dad, and we were able to, take those family trips and really bond, and it was great. And part of what I love about that sort of humor is just the backwards, ironic juxtaposition of, you know, that guy who really does hate Disney and really is, you know, not grateful for everything that is.
You're like living every dad's dream who like hates going to Disney, that wants to be like, oh God, I hate
it's it's the meme. And the reason I love doing that so much is because it gets someone every time. Like, it makes them think that I'm for real every time, and for some reason that just makes it so much funnier.
Like me.
Welcome to our sociology class with Professor Byers.
Yeah, it's very. There was a comedian who did Andy Kaufman, who did these, like, he did humor for himself for a long time. He did this whole huge campaign where he would wrestle women, and he would win every time, and he would act like the villain. And the reason he did, and he was, you know, boisterous, and he was like, you know, down with women, you know, men are the stronger breed, you know, and he would get booed, and people hated him. Everybody hated him. And the reason he did that was because he found that relationship hilarious. He would watch, you know, like it was WWE a thing back then, I don't know, but that sort of wrestling where there would be a good guy, obviously, and a bad guy, and it was all canned. And like he made it like for real, and he loved that sort of humor. I watched I read a documentary. This is great, guys. Wow. I've been great. I'm gonna bounce now.
Bye, Matt. It was nice when you tried.
I'd like to see a co-ed WWE league. That'd be exciting.
Sure.
Would it?
Yeah. Rock the Dwayne Johnson.
Rock the Dwayne.
I'd also like to say, Matt just described to us a comedian who is known for getting booed off the stage, and Matt says, that's the guy I want to be like.
That's the guy I like.
That good humor.
He was so interesting. It's just that sort of, I don't know. I'm not that extreme, I don't think.
No, I would say not.
You're like the G version of him.
Absolutely. I'm inspired by his creativity, not by his being hatedness.
Not by his wrestling of women.
Right. I don't wrestle women.
Not yet.
No, I'm not going to wrestle women.
Tonight with the SmackDown. Matthew Byers takes on every girl at Disney World.
Takes on Disney girl from bathroom. Yeah.
The first contender enters the men's restroom.
Who will wash their hands?
She won't. She needs to get out of there. That's a dangerous place.
It's flu season.
Wash up, sweetheart. No, that's probably not something.
I didn't like that last bit.
Yeah, I don't know.
So every year for Thanksgiving, my family goes to, well, like part of my family goes to my aunt and uncle's lake house. They have a lake house on like Tim's Ford Lake in Tennessee. And so we go up there, and it's usually like myself, my wife, my parents, my brother, aunt, uncle, and cousins, and sometimes cousins' friends, and some of my brother's friends from Army and stuff like that. And to get there, you go on these like kind of back roads, windy, you know, just two lanes, and that's really it. And we go through this one area, and there's this, I guess, small little restaurant kind of market kind of thing on the right hand side. It has one of those like letter signs, you know, that you can, you know, spell things, everything like that. And we're driving by it, and I read it, and then all of a sudden, just I laugh so hard I scare my wife in the car. She like freaks out and's like, "Stop! What is so funny?" I'm like crying laughing, and I realize this is only funny to me, and she is not going to laugh at this. So I like collect myself.
Oh no!
And I tell her, I was like, I was driving by and I saw that sign said Hot Stew is back. And in my mind, I thought it would be very funny if it's a man named Stew. And so it's like, Hot Stew is back. Get that ugly stew out of here. Like, it's a town announcement that they have to say this. They have to, like, announce it. Like, Hot Stew is back, people.
Wait, he's back? Hot Stew!
Yes!
Hot Stew! He's back!
Babe, we gotta turn around. Hot Stew's back. You don't know how long
it's a limited
around.
Time event. Yeah. We gotta go.
You don't understand. He's a rambling man.
He's a Haley's Comet of male strippers.
What? It's never landed? What's the Haley's Comet?
Isn't that like only around like every 60, 70 years?
67? He's 67 years old?
Just like Hot Stew.
just like a Hot Stew.
Last time I saw Stew, he was a young boy.
Yeah. Now he's a hot old man.
Boy, he looks good.
Boy, what a hot guy.
Hot Stew in the beef broth is a great name for a
Mike, is it too late?
Oh boy, I think I'm going to need to consider.
Yeah, you're going to want to think that one through.
You'd have to legally change your name to Stew, though.
Yeah, it's not impossible. Oh, I would do that just to be called Hot Stew. Mm.
Yeah. I don't think anyone's ever been called that.
No,
Stew?
Yeah.
I mean, we can just call you that, Mike, if that's what you really want.
Hot Stew Man.
That's what I like.
Please.
Well, no, Hot Stew Man sounds different entirely.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
Hot Stew Man.
What, he's just carrying around? Like, he's always got hot stew in his pocket.
He's got a hot stew.
He's got pocket soup.
He's got pocket soup.
That just sounds like a bad superhero.
You'll never tear down New York. I've got hot stew.
Ah.
Ouch.
It's for sale for 50 cents.
How's this first degree burn? Watch out for your tongue. I'll hurt your palate.
Bring your own Ziploc.
Oh, my wine tasting. It's later today.
Ha ha.
Tell your friends about hot stew.
And you'll always remember the day that hot stew got away. You'll always stew the day.
Oh, man.
Stew, why are you always so warm?
Oh, don't you know I'm hot?
Oh, what? You're hot? You're the hot stew?
I've got a running fever of 150. Meh.
That's not good, hot stew.
Yeah, that's not food
I'm
safe,
hot stew.
Man.
I'm
You're 76
stew,
years old. You should not be that hot.
Man, hot stew, away!
I don't really think there's a way we get out of this clean, so I'll just start into a next bit. If that's cool.
Just hard cut.
It was
well,
good.
I mean, how do we get out of hot stew?
I'll tell you how to get out of hot
stew. Everyone
ice cubes. Mouthful of ice cubes, and then just move on. Yeah.
That's a rude stewed dude. We're talking about Thanksgiving stuff, and I had to work the Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday before Thanksgiving. And to give a little backstory to this, in 1994, I was born.
That's a lot of backstory.
So
that's
all right. Yeah. All right. We're starting at the beginning.
Yeah, starting at the beginning. Because that it really traced all the problems trace back to there.
To when you were born? I have to agree.
So,
I like to imagine anytime you tell like a story, you're like, okay, let me start at the beginning. Okay, so 1994.
On a warm summer day in Flint, Michigan. So on Tuesday we had a department.
Wait, you were born in Flint, Michigan?
Yeah. It's like my little fact people don't know about me.
Oh, I didn't even know that about you. Actually, I think I probably did.
You might have.
I don't think I did.
I think I might have. How was the water there?
Well, yes. I drank it and I turned out fine.
Oh,
So I was at a department meeting on Tuesday. And like we had some like Thanksgiving kind of theme things we were talking about, and it was all fun, it was all good. And at the end of the meeting, the person who's leading it is my boss's boss, like the complete head of the department. And she says, as we're closing up, getting ready for this holiday long weekend, she says, "Happy Thanksgiving, everyone." To which most of the people in the chairs of the room say, "Happy Thanksgiving." I somehow managed to just say, "Hello."
Oh.
Which wouldn't have been so bad.
Okay.
Because it was masked under everyone else saying it, but we made direct eye contact as I was saying, "Hello."
No.
I don't know how I do it. And that was 2 weeks ago now. And like, I'm still like, or a week, but like, I'm still like freaking out about it. It's like, how did I goof that so bad?
Yeah, that was a slam dunk for you right there. You could have.
Yeah.
Hello.
That was
Merry
right.
Merry Christmas, Trent. Hello.
You're right down the middle of the plate on that one.
Mm.
Oh.
She's like, Trent. Easy
home run.
This is it. This is a goodbye.
Yeah, you have to move.
Yep.
I think I might have been saying hello because that's like what I try to get out if I make eye contact with somebody like in the hallway, just like. Oh no, I saw you. I looked up from my phone and I saw you. I'll just say hello. So that way I'm okay, we're fine. You don't have to worry about a hey, what's up? How are you doing? Because like you don't really have time for all of that in a hallway, so I just try to say hello. So I think I looked up and I saw her eyes reflect into mine, and I just instinctively said
hello.
At the end of our meeting. Not goodbye or thank you or any number of nice greetings, but...
Yeah. Not even a U2.
Not even a U2. No baby Bonos, just...
No baby Bonos.
Did you wave?
Yeah.
Did you Sigourney wave at her?
Oh! Okay. You know what?
How hard did you flip her off?
No, I didn't.
How much did you do?
My boss's boss, zero veins.
Welcome,
negative veins.
Welcome to Poor Quality, the Greatest Hits. From our last four episodes.
All of your favorite goofs. In
I did actually cook for a work event, but it did not go over as well as the hot salsa. So
that's a shame.
I made green bean casserole cups because everyone was supposed to, the theme was sides of Thanksgiving, so people were going to bring mashed potatoes and cranberry stuff and salads and turkey, whatever. And I was like, I'll bring green bean casserole cups because I saw this Facebook video that didn't actually look gross. So I made them.
That's going to be your first mistake right there, Trent.
Yeah, well, I made them, and that was actually a process in itself. But
oh my gosh.
Got to work, and nobody else brought anything. So they had to order pizza. So it was like three pizzas and then my green bean casserole cups. And I was I'm trying.
I feel you, but on the opposite end of the spectrum. I made a big old thing of green bean casserole for a Friendsgiving. I brought this huge tray, like 8x11. No, it was maybe bigger than that. Either way, it was a whole lot of green bean casserole. Mama's recipe, ready to go. And I get there, and there's like two other dishes of green bean casserole, and I was so sad. It's like, this is better than yours? I didn't want to go there, but I mean, I just was so excited to share my meal. And everybody was like, oh, cool, you brought green bean casserole.
Oh, yeah, that's really thanks. Cool. Mike, just kind of put it underneath the other one. We'll
just put it back in your car?
Yeah, just kind of.
We have some turkey, some green bean casserole, some green bean casserole, some green bean casserole, yeah, and rolls.
Maybe, Mike, you could just go home.
Here's a coloring book. You can go sit in that corner.
Yeah, you can go sit in the corner, would you?
Enjoy your green bean casserole.
Yeah, just kind of, if you'd stop talking to me, you're kind of embarrassing me in front of the boys. So.
Yeah, all the others who brought green bean casserole.
Yeah, and you,
Quick little side story on Thanksgiving Day with my family. My mom was yelling at me because I went to go get some mashed potatoes and I couldn't get it off the spoon, so I was going to use my fork. She goes, don't use your fork. Yeah, it's been in your mouth. So then I just took the whole spoon of mashed potatoes and I just put the whole serving spoon in my mouth and I just ate it in front of her.
Oh, how's that, Mom?
I was like, this is good. So,
like, I'm sure I'm not alone in that in most Thanksgiving instances, you don't have your entire family there. You got to make a few phone calls to the, you know, maybe older grandparents, the estranged family, stuff like that, right? I'm not alone in that.
No. Yeah, I had dinner at Disney World and then walked back to the car.
Hating life at Disney World.
That was
so okay. So
that was what I did.
But Colin's a good person. So,
I mean, I had to call my family because they were not in the same state.
Yeah. Okay. So that's.
So I don't know if that really counts.
Yeah,
counts.
I was with my family at Disney World.
Yeah.
So my grandmother is
that count?
Kind of older, doesn't travel as well, so she couldn't come down for Thanksgiving, and So it's my dad's mom, and he got on the phone with her, and he was like, hey, Colin, do you want to talk to your grandma? And I was like,
No,
but yeah, I will. and so I, like, get on the phone, and I guess I haven't called my grandmother as much lately as I'm supposed to, and I get on the phone, and she's like, hello, Colin, it's your grandmother, here's my birthday, you know, I'm a lonely old lady and you never call me.
That's
very forward.
Gam took you to town.
Ooh.
I was just like, oh my god.
Gram smackdown.
Sounds
you
like...
say there's two turkeys in your house?
Sounds like someone needs a visit from Hot Stew.
Oh. Doesn't he do house calls?
Grandma's Christmas present is ordered. Hot Stew.
Grandma, if you hear a ring at your front door.
Someone says Stew delivery.
Stew delivery. Meh. I have a running fever of 150. Meh.
Got pockets full of stew.
Pockets of stew for grandma.
Careful,
this is the
grams.
Worst. The worst creation yet.
Be careful, it's hot.
Hot, hot, hot.
Hot Stew, that's why we call it.
Colin,
that.
Did you blame her for not calling you?
Oh.
Oh.
Grandma. Ooh.
You got my number, Grandma.
I wanted to, like, pick that fight.
Phones go both ways.
Yeah, I was going to say. Phone works both ways, Grandma.
Come on.
Just go off at her.
Happy Thanksgiving.
I've been waiting. You added me on Snapchat.
Hey, Nana, I know you don't travel well, but I bet you could still travel to the phone every once in a while.
Thankful you called me out. Jesus.
Been watching my Snapchat story, Grandma. Didn't care to comment once.
Yeah, haven't seen a like on any of my posts yet, Grandma.
Grandma, you got a Pinterest board about me.
I hate your Tumblr.
It's so bad.
It's all text posts. Why is it all text posts?
Your memes are stale, Grandma.
You posted last year's memes.
The music you have on your MySpace page is so 80s.
And it's so loud. It's so loud.
Colin, your grandma doesn't listen to the show, does she?
No, she doesn't watch the show. God, no. She probably doesn't even know what iTunes is.
Yeah. Grandma!
Joke's on you. Your grandma's got a number, like, top 10 podcast about...
about her delinquent grandson.
Yeah,
she's got...
Colin quality.
It's just all about...
It's all about Colin and how he doesn't talk to her.
The podcast is a mini-series called Why My Grandson Doesn't Call Me.
Yeah, all your grandsons sound awful, but let me tell you about Colin.
This is episode 1238. Still haven't heard from Colin.
Still haven't called.
Still in the top 10 on iTunes.
Oh. See, now I'm just imagining a calendar on her wall with all these check marks.
No, of the day X's. Has big red X's.
No, it's a, like a bubble wrap calendar where you like pop all the bubbles for the days that go by, and she just like as maliciously as possible.
Oh no, there's like arrows in them
with a sewing needle, just like.
Oh, there's a sewing needle is better. What? I was thinking she had like a crossbow, you know,
or like a tadpole. Tadpole is just basically just a flesh bubble wrap.
That's cruelty to tadpoles.
It is, but that's what they are.
Oh, what?
Our tadpole listeners aren't going to appreciate that.
Well, I'm a vegetarian now. I've paid my dues.
Now?
You say now?
Yeah, you just started being a vegetarian?
No.
Congrats.
So this Thanksgiving was different than most Thanksgivings because I was here in Tennessee and I have a girlfriend for once, which is kind of nice.
Yeah, you do, Michelle!
And I got invited to their family Thanksgiving, which was nice. It was kind of just a small family gathering at like her grandmother's big southern home.
Oh, dating into some money, are you?
Oh, Chris.
Shut up, mister. I go to Disney World 8 times a year.
I don't know, it's just very clean and very nicely decorated, and I don't know, just tall ceilings and fancy, but it was very nice, and they were all very kind, and I wasn't nervous for too long, because they were very welcoming, so that was very cool. But Matt was referring to a pie. I made a cake that my grandmother makes sometimes, and I figured I'd give it a shot, and initially, when I started making it, it looked all wrong, but then I baked it and it was all right. And her grandmother really liked it and they appreciated that I brought something. So that was good.
Well, I mean, the thing that was weird about it, and I don't know if this is going to be weird to anybody else, but it was really weird for me, is that it's chocolate chip apple pie cake, whatever it was. Yeah, no, Colin's making a face. You should have seen the face I made when Chris first like offered it to me. I was like, what?
Yeah, it's a weird combination, but it's, I don't know.
No, but here's the thing. Like, you offered it to Mike and I, and we were hanging out in my room, and Mike started eating it, and he was like, oh, this is so good, Chris. And you said, Matt, this last piece is for you. I'm saving this for you. I want you to try it. It's going to be in the kitchen. I was like, all right, fine, whatever. So I got hungrier later that night, and I was like, well, I got no other food. I might as well try this apple chocolate chip
stuff. Okay.
I go to Disney World, not the grocery store. So so I went out into the kitchen and I grabbed the cake pie, whatever it was, and I was like, well, I might as well try it. I took a bite and I was like, I taste the apples and the chocolate chips. Maybe I'll take another quick and I just ate it. Right down the gullet. Just, oh, it was amazing. One bite. It was so, so good. And it was, I was so surprised because the idea of apples and chocolate, like, does not sound, and bread doesn't sound amazing to me, but it does now.
Yeah, Chris is an impressive cook. Yeah.
It reminds me of,
thanks. When so are you, Mike.
His family cooked for us and they bought that lemon cake. And he kept asking his little sister if she baked it. And she was like, no, I bought it. And we were like, wait, wow, you're a really good baker.
Did you bake this? Like, no.
In an easy bake? They make them this big now?
Trent, that reminds me. I was scrolling through Twitter the other day and I saw a recipe that I think would have just made you vomit on the spot. It was a like Twix apple pudding fruit salad. It was like vanilla pudding with crunched up Twix and sliced Granny Smith apples.
What?
And whipped cream and then more Twixes.
And then cashews and almonds all in a blender. You kind of blend it up into a...
No, that actually sounds pretty good.
And then you dump it right into the toilet.
Yeah, I mean, my mom makes Snicker salad, which is Snickers, apples, and whipped cream. So it's a pretty good salad.
Yeah, you know, it hits all the major food groups of salad.
She actually didn't make any, and she promised to. I'm actually really upset about that now, because she promised that she was going to make Snickers salad, and she didn't.
Oh. Deborah.
So I gotta yell at my mom quick, guys. You understand?
Hold on, let me call my mom real quick. While we're at it, Colin, you should probably call your grandma.
But I don't want to put an end to her podcast.
Yeah, wait, can you call her right now and just put it up to the microphone?
Colin!
Through you, Colin!
End of the cast!
Wake her up.
Take us out, Grandma.
Grandma, not only did I call you, but I called you with five of my closest friends. What?
They all love your podcast.
We're big fans of ripping on Colin.
We're big fans. We also love to do it. He's always on our show, though, so we can't do it like we want. Because there's no way we can get on your show. No way he listens to that.
So, Trent, if you want to... Trent's going to kick it
iTunes,
off.
Yeah. Names, well, folks.
Yeah. Yep. So you still have to have sort of a pre-outro-outro where you transition from Trent into us signing off, but you won't say the whole paragraph.
Yeah. Okay.
Unlike Mike, who just started saying the outro.
I thought it worked fine last time.
It actually transitioned really well.
It worked. It was just funny.
Just got to show some passion.
You got to be passionate.
Let's
about
show
it,
some
man.
Passion with it.
You got to really get. You got to get into the passion.
Get all nice passionate.
About passion?
Oh, get all passionate. Oh,
you got to
so
get
passionate.
Good and passionate in there.
Get all cozy.
Cozy.
Passionate.
Just passion, but you're cozy.
Passionately cozy.
Okay, Trent.
So before what?
Trent, show me some passion.
I don't think it's gonna make it in there.
Trent, you got to say it with passion.
Show me some passion,
hey, everybody.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay,
I'm sorry for interrupting.
Hold up, I gotta...
Just remember the passion.
Just be passionate.
Hey, everyone,
We changed different passions there. Now we got, like, the passion. We got passion.
What about...
Passion!
not that passion, please.
Passion.
Hey, everybody!
Stop it.
Okay. You gotta be passionate.
You gotta show some passion.
Before we get into our sign-off process here tonight, I would just like to...
Wait. A little less passion.
It sounds a little creepy when you do it like that.
That was like passion. I need some passion.
Yeah, passion, you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
But not like a, passion. Like a,
so,
passion.
Hey, passion!
Closer. All right, let's hear it with passion this time.
So before we get into the sign-off process, I would just like to remind you.
That, nope.
Slip it. What? We slipped right in. We slipped right into the bad
so
one.
Good.
We slipped right into the bad one. That's what we did. We slipped right into the bad one, and we're gonna go back to the
before
first.
We sign off today.
That's
I
very
would like
bad.
To.
That's very very bad. It's just a note.
AM radio announcer.
Hey, before we sign off here tonight, I would like
Trent,
to
get the passion out of your butt and do this properly.
Please remove it from your butt and put it in your vocal cords.
That sounds gross.
Sounds bad. Oh no.
Well.
Oh.
Before we get into our sign-off process here, I just want to remind you that you can email us at poorquality@gmail.com. I'm actually making the boys sign pictures of their beers because we want to start posting those on Instagram so you can see what we're drinking in case you want to, at home, you know, drink along. Just drink a six-pack by yourself and listen to the show. It's the best way to do it.
Oh, sure.
So, and if you're someone who listens who, like, doesn't actually know one of us, just give us a ring and say who you are and where you're from and how you heard about the show because we're trying to figure out how to do this thing. So that would be really helpful to know.
Give us a ring on the email.
Give us a ring on the email.
And hey,
the passion line.
We're passionate for you.
We're passion.
Yeah!
Colin, please. Colin, save us from this passion.
Passion!
And if you have an extra moment or two after you finish listening, please drop us a rating and review on iTunes. It may not seem like a lot, but everyone helps and gives us a chance to rise up the new and noteworthy. So make sure you take a few seconds and do that, we would really appreciate it.
Yeah. Nice. The only reviews are our own right now. So
show a little passion.
You guys got to show some passion out there.
Oh
yeah, show some passion on that iTunes.
Maybe
page.
Even hit that little. I think it says subscribe. Maybe hit that too.
Ooh.
While you're at it.
Yeah, go ahead and go ahead and subscribe so you get all our episodes. You get notified and everything like that. We're not planning on stopping this anytime soon, so make sure you at least know when we're doing it, even if you don't listen.
It sounded like a threat.
We're not stopping.
He's just passionate.
We want you to know that we're passionate.
We want you to know.
Yeah, you got to really feel the passion.
The only thing I'm passionate about now is you guys hating you guys for saying passion.
Well, that is, that's, you know, you gotta find your passion.
See,
you
really Zach clearly didn't go to Belmont, where passion is like the only word in every syllabus. Requirements for the course, passion.
Passion.
We should rename the poor fashion. Poor fa- wait, poor passion.
What? What?
Poor fashion.
Speak for yourself, good sir. Speak for yourself. I am at the height of fashion. Ah!
Oh, gosh. I can't go an episode without some sort of little mess up.
Some little flub.
Yeah, just a little one.
It's at least I'm, what's the word?
Passionate.
Oh. Fashionate.
Oh.
Fashionate. I'm really more of a Maxinista.
I have no idea what that means, Trent.
Shop at TJ Maxx for the deals. Get brand name qualities at cheap store prices or something like that.
We are DM. Not
this episode not brought to you by TJ Maxx, but it could be.
But I am. I'm brought to you by TJ Maxx.
Trent has a personal sponsor.
It's from the womb of TJ Maxx.
Wow.
In 1994, I was born in Flint, Michigan in a TJ Maxx.
My father, TJ Maxx.
The T in TJ stands for Trent. It's me.
It used to just be J Maxx. Until I was born 1994. I'll start at the beginning.
Oh, well, I guess on that note, I've been Colin Hot Stew Parker.
Nice.
Ooh.
All right.
I've been Chris Applecake O'Brien.
Oh, I like it. It sounds good.
Otherwise known as his stripper name.
Coming up next to the stage, we have Apple Cake.
Ooh.
Bam, bam, ba-dam, ba-dam.
This has been Michael Smackdown Woodina.
I've been Zach Pokeball Schroeder.
Oh.
No, I couldn't think. That was like the only funny thing I said.
It was good. No, it was good. It was good. It was just, that was the proper reaction to it. That's just.
That's fair.
I've been a. Matt with a dash of passion.
Yeah!
Oh.
That sure was passionate.
Thanks.
I have been Trent. Well, let me start at the beginning. Safford. It's been a pleasure. I was born in Flint, Michigan.
Okay. I'm going to cut you off.
Well, folks, it looks like we're bottoms up. We'd like to thank Waker for giving us time to crack open our cold ones with their song Gemini from the album This Is Waker. This particular show has been poor quality.
Well,
but what else would you expect?
Yeah.
Nah.
I thought it was fun. I had a good time.
It was
just my boy.
It was
passion. I thought it was
a. All right, ready to start.
3, 2, 1.
With a little scrap of paper folded into two, I tore the first one out, but the second. Set